Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Professor of Physics, Dr. Stephen Jones. And then we've got Aaron Russo, fighting cancer, joining us from Los Angeles, California. Talk about Ron Paul's presidential run, State of the Union, global warming. We're going to cover it all in this next hour and open phones. Two final calls for Professor Jones. Michael in Ohio, then Anthony. Michael, you're on the air worldwide.
Yes, how you doing, Mr. Jones?
Just fine, thanks.
Good, and how you doing, Mr. Alex Jones?
I'm okay, man.
good. I just want to commend you for your fine work. I've actually heard of you before, Dr. Stephen Jones, from the Theosophical Society. Now, I don't know why they mention you, but they praise you, too.
And
that's a secret society. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they say. I mean, that's not what it is, but I just wanted to ask you a couple questions. You and Alex, a couple questions. I've been doing research with 9/11, and I've been doing research with secret societies. Just been doing my own powerful research, and I've come to the conclusion that, you know, the Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg, you know, they all have a part in what goes on as what's been going on. But I want to know who would be the most powerful societies.
Okay, well, this is my expertise. Let me just tell you.
Yeah, it is.
The Bilderberg Group is 125 of the most powerful people in the world. But really only about 50 of them are the real power brokers. And then they direct the shadow governments, like the Royal Institute of International Affairs in England or the Council on Foreign Relations with 4,000 members here domestically, and then most of them are just compartmentalized and are just sharing in the power structure and don't have the whole picture. So people think, well, does this group or does that group run it? The five or six big groups that are out there are all chaired by 15 or 20 people, and they're all members of the other groups. So these are just different management arms, like the Trilateral Commission mainly focuses in on economic integration between Japan, Europe, and the U.S., and then the CFR is just manages the U.S., so it's just different components of the same machine. It's one watch you're looking at, and it's different parts. Thank you for the call. You want to comment on that, Professor?
No, you're the expert on that. I find it fascinating, but let's go ahead.
Last caller here, Anthony in New York. Go ahead.
Dr. Jones, I'm a great admirer of yours, and
thanks.
A quick comment, illegitimus non carborundum. Let me say we have up here in the 20th Congressional District in upstate New York a new Congresswoman Gillibrand. She held a town hall meeting for the first time in the history of our district this past Monday, January 2907, and I got the second question on the floor in front of the television cameras and the newspaper reporters. I stood up and said, when will Congress investigate what happened to Building 7?
Good
for you. I mentioned three buildings came down. I mentioned Dr. Stephen Jones' work in finding a thermite. I urged her to contact Dr. Jones to find out the truth about it. I mentioned no airplane hit Building 7, how NIST changed its reports online, Larry Silverstein's comment, and the free fall speech. And ended with a question saying, when will Congress have a real open scientific
And what did they do? Quickly, because I want to hear the rest of it. What happened?
There was a round of applause from a chunk of the audience.
Ah.
And she had a very serious look on her face, and she said, "That I don't know the answer to that. I don't know about that issue, but I will look into it." And she was taking notes while I was speaking.
Good, but let me just say this. If all of us go do that, we're going to force this to go even more big time, and they can't stop us if people do what you did, and I commend you, Anthony. You got the last word, Professor Jones, in the last 30 seconds.
Well, I just also commend Anthony and others who are doggedly continuing to bring up these questions and raising these now to the candidate for president. I mean, we are going to have opportunities to keep bringing these ideas and these questions to the public, and let's keep doing it and get that information out of the government so we can clear all this up.
Good speaking with you. Look forward to seeing you outside Phoenix on the 23rd. God bless.
Sounds great. Thanks, Alex.
Take care.
Go Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth was a revolutionary act. George Orwell, you know, we hadn't seen each other's films. They weren't out. They came out around the same time. Both our films use that as a tag, showing we're on the same page. It's Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism, available at Infowars.com. We're going to go to him in a few minutes, but I first want to talk about this film. This is a movie that you must see. This is a movie the government must keep you from seeing. That's what Mike Rivera of What Really Happened said. A thought-provoking clarion call for the masses to wake up before it's too late. And that was Cam Williams, the Black Star News. A CBS News reviewer said it's the scariest film you'll see all year. See the cinematic call to arms. That was Jeff Craig, 60-second preview. The scariest film you'll see this year makes Fahrenheit 9/11 look like Bambi. It is so important. Silence is golden, but when it threatens your freedom, it's yellow. Determined to find the law that requires American citizens to pay income tax, producer Aaron Russo, the Rose and Trading Places, set out on a journey to find the evidence. Neither left nor right wing, the startling examination of government exposés, the systematic erosion of civil liberties in America through interviews with U.S. congressmen, former IRS commissioner, and former IRS and FBI agents, tax attorneys, and authors, Russo connects the dots between money creation, one world government, and immigration, computerized voting, federal income tax, and the national identity card, which becomes law in May of 2008, really already in place, but it does become law. The federal ID card will use radio frequency identification technology. This is striking evidence of the evolving police state in America. The authorized final cut, even more powerful than what you saw in theaters. In fact, I saw it and I was like, whoa, the film was great. This is dynamite and so crystal clear, so compelling, so powerful. In their own words, you need to have this. So many of us are deep in fighting the New World Order. We know all the little subtle intricacies. This has a lot of that, but it's also made for people who maybe see Terror Storm and can't believe it, or maybe see 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions, or you know, people that see Loose Change Second Edition who are older and can't grasp it. This sucker, just across the board, I'm hearing about it everywhere. The buzz on this, I think it's going to end up eclipsing Loose Change Second Edition, because I saw that buzz building for a year, 2 years, and then going supernova, and I think that I'm seeing a bigger growth rate on American freedom to fascism than I saw there. And I saw it, I knew that was going to happen, so it's exciting. Of course, it may not dwarf Loose Change Final Edition. I just want to see things become bigger and bigger successes. I revel in Aaron Russo's success. I revel in his honesty and his dynamic nature. And I'm just so honored to count him a good personal friend. And, you know, the fact that we have got very similar views on the world and philosophies. And I want you, you know, if you've seen it on Google Video, which he put it up, authorized for everybody, and you thought it was compelling and powerful, support this filmmaker. And you support us as well when you purchase it from Infowars.com. And I'm asking you, April 19th, well, I always think of Waco and Oklahoma City in 1776, April 15th is coming up, and order it now. Order 3 or 4 copies. Order 10. If you can afford it, order 100. And we've got, you know, bulk discounts if you want that. Get it out to people. You know, Aaron hasn't even made his money back on over $1 million in advertising. Very expensive to put it in theaters. He was fighting and you know, in very bad health when it got distributed. And I don't want to get into the backside. He doesn't like to whine, but there was sabotage, clearly. So he hasn't even begun to get his money back on this. And Aaron, just you need to support him. You need to go to Infowars.com right now, and you need to order as many of these as you can afford. You need, and you go, oh, but I want to make copies. I tell you to do that with mine. He says do it. But the point is, he needs your support, okay? And I need your support, and we need to get this film out to the people. There's nothing like it in the big, pretty, professionally designed color, you know, hard case, with the DVD, with the color cover. Give it as a gift. Give it to your friends, your family, your neighbors. Get one for yourself on the shelf. This is an important document about our nation and about the world and about who we face. And this thing is really kicking off the revolution. I mean, so much is built up to this, but I see this as a seminal work. I mean, this is a grand slam. This is a royal flush. This is out of the park times 10. This thing is so valuable. I don't want you to wait. You know, I rarely talk like this. I never talk like this. You need to call the toll-free number right now, even if you already have a copy, and order more. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139, or order via the safe, secure online shopping cart at Infowars.com. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And when he was on with us a month ago, tough guys, you know, just vetting up and coming on the air, gone through a lot, believe me, and I know you want me to talk about it, so I'm not going to. You know, he said, and I said, we need you to from now and in the next few months to April 15th, set up every weekend on a Saturday or a Sunday or a Wednesday night, have 4 or 5 of your friends over, have a whole block party over, tell people, free spaghetti and pizza, or you got the barbecue pit out, get your neighbors over and say, I want you to see this, and don't act like it's all creepy and weird and this is scary. That's not how you do it to win people over. You go, hey, man, you need to see this. This is the revolution. Pop American freedom to fascism in, and you can get it for $19.95 from Infowars.com. And when you do, to encourage you to get it, $9.95, half price on Terror Storm. Two-hour film, 16 minutes of extras, the history of government-sponsored terror. This is the other side of the story, how they're terrorizing us to keep us under their system. So get American Freedom to Fascism right now. Do not wait, and support this filmmaker and support what we're doing here as well. Aaron, kept you on hold there while I put that plug, the longest and biggest plug I ever did. It's because I'm seeing something very special with your film right now. And I think a year from now, it's going to be 50 times bigger than it is right now, and it's already blockbuster huge in the alternative media and breaking into the general culture. Aaron Russo, what do you say to that?
First of all, I want to say thank you, Alex. I'm glad to be on your show. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be alive. You know, I've been fighting big battles for my health, and I honor you and respect you, and thank you for everything you're doing and the cause that we both so deeply believe in. That's of the utmost importance to me, knowing that there are people out there besides myself who believe as deeply as I do in what we have to do to win this country back. And you've been a true patriot and a true hero, and I certainly appreciate everything you're doing. I appreciate your discussing my film in the glowing terms you discuss it. It means a lot to me.
But I'm only saying it because it's the truth.
Oh, and I understand that.
And you know the wild, you know the wild buzz.
I understand. We went to number 4 on Google yesterday, or today, by the way, which is huge. Somehow the word is just spreading and spreading and spreading all over the place. And the movie is taking on a life of its own. It's spreading across the country like wildfire. People are learning the truth about the income tax, about the Federal Reserve, about the New World Order, and ways to stop it, what the solutions are. And so I'm very, very gratified. I mean, I've made big movies, you know, like Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and The Rose with Bette Midler, and I've done all Teachers with Nick Nolte. I've done all those things. But truly, for me, this is the most important work I've ever done. It means more to me than anything else I've ever done. All my years of managing Bette Midler or Manhattan, all the success I've had in my life, this movie is the epitome for me. And I can just thank God and the Lord that the people are receiving it the way they are. And I certainly hope that everybody listening to this show will spread the word and get a copy and tell all their friends about it and just keep the word going as to what's really happening in this country.
Well, they pulled the stops out, and I know you're the winner type. You don't like to talk about it because you're already moved past it. But behind the scenes, I know you don't want to get into it. You have gone through incredible sabotage. But it didn't work, did it?
No, nothing's going to stop me. You know that. I mean, until death comes, and I don't expect to die shortly. I've been fighting a battle with cancer. This is my fourth time dealing with it.
Last Friday, we got the whole listening audience to pray for you, and I guarantee you millions prayed for you.
Well, it's working because I'm feeling very, very good. I feel very strong. I got some great news about the cancer. As I said before, you know, I don't want to curse it, but
yeah, the big one has suddenly turned to jelly.
Three times in the past, I thought the cancer was gone, but we just got rid of the tumors and then get rid of the cancer, and I've taken a different approach to defeating it this time. And it appears as if it's not done by any stretch, and I'm not counting my chickens before they hatch. But I have a number of tumors in my body, but the big tumor that's attached to my bladder, the middle of it is turned necrotic, which means that it's like a donut. The middle of it's starting to die from the medicines I'm taking. And so we're very hopeful that what's happening there will happen throughout the rest of the tumor.
And let's be clear, you're not taking chemo. You're taking...
No, I don't do chemo. I don't do radiation. I work with Dr. Stanislaus Brzezinski out of Houston, Texas, and he has his own methods. And I work with him, and it's working very well for me right at the moment. And I'm very pleased about it. I feel strong. I feel like I'm going to win this battle. I mean, when I say I feel strong, I don't feel like I felt when I was 100% healthy, but I feel strong. You know, I feel okay. And if I don't exert myself too much, I can have these phone calls and do these interviews and do the things I want to do, but I expect that in a little bit of time, I'll be able to go out and start making movies again. I'm working on a new story for a new movie now, and I'm very, very excited about. And it sort of parallels what's happening in America today, but this is not a documentary. This is a fictional movie.
Stay there, Aaron. We've got a break. We'll be right back. We'll talk about Ron Paul for president and a lot more. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Sleeping in your shoes.
Welcome back. Aaron Russo is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Don't forget, we have a free podcast every day when the 3 hours ends. You just sign up for it for free. Just click on the subscribe, and it sends it to you for free each day to your iPod or MP3 player device. We've got a big event coming up tomorrow I'll tell you about before the show ends at the UT Student Union with George Humphreys, Jack Blood, and myself. They just had me coming out to speak at the famous UT ballroom, but I said, I'll just bring a couple other good guys. So it's going to be a 3-hour event. It's going from 7:30 to 10:30, but it'll really be about 2.5 hours long. Let's go back to Aaron Russo. Aaron, Ron Paul, you know, you were talking about how you wanted to run for president. We were talking about this quietly. You wanted me to be your VP, but I'm really too young. A year or so, a couple years, I'd be old enough. But you just said to go get the word out, to go to New Hampshire, to have a last stand, to try to get the word. And Ron Paul, of course, you immediately got behind him before I'd even talked to you. I immediately got behind him a few weeks ago. And he's anti-war. He's anti-New World Order. He's pro-Second Amendment. He's for our sovereignty. I mean, he is a statesman in the old...
Ron Paul is the only man that I can endorse for the presidency of the United States. There's no one else running that can get my full and complete support. I mean, the truth was that before I came down with this cancer, I was thinking about doing it myself because I didn't know where else to turn. You know, not that I wanted to do it, but I felt the country really needed it. And but once Ron Paul announced and said he was going to do it, I dropped my own thinking about it and immediately told my whole organization. I sent out a letter to all my email people and said, I am backing Ron Paul 100%. I expect, you know, I hope and expect that everybody in my organization will support Ron Paul, and we want to interface with his organization because the whole idea is to go up to New Hampshire and to Iowa and to make a really strong showing to win or come in second in those states, and all of a sudden Ron Paul will be on everybody's lips across America. And if the whole freedom movement can get behind Ron Paul and not get divided between the Constitution Party and the Libertarian Party and the Reform Party and all the other parties, and everybody puts their effort behind one man, Ron Paul, who is far and away the best candidate we can put out there, and we start sending trailers up to New Hampshire, and we have volunteers on the street, we can turn this country around, because Ron Paul can win in New Hampshire. If the whole freedom movement actually does their job and stops just talking about it and starts taking action, and we all get to New Hampshire and volunteer and hand out the DVDs to the people, the Freedom to Fascism DVDs to the people in New Hampshire, where Ron Paul is featured on that DVD, and they get to see who this man is, and they get, and we have offices up there, and we hand out DVDs and flyers and pamphlets, because there is, the truth is, there's no strong Republican running. I don't care about Rudy Giuliani or McCain or Mitt Romney.
Or even Tom Tancredo. He's nothing compared to Paul.
Nothing compared to Paul. Ron Paul dwarfs Tom Tancredo. And everybody, and Tom Tancredo's best issue is immigration. And Ron Paul is just as strong on it as he is, but yet strong on all the other issues.
Yeah, Tom Tancredo's a nuke, Iran, all the rest of it. Now, let's expand on that. Yeah, you didn't want to run, but you knew it had to be done, and we talked privately. Oh, we wish Paul would do it, and I said he won't do it. I've talked to him privately,
right.
But now he's saying he's going to do it. There is no excuse. He's a doctor. He's a Vietnam veteran. He has a constitutionalist voting record. He's good on every issue, and they rewrote his district. The Republicans did. Tom DeLay openly trying to defeat him, and in a super liberal district, he won by 65%, as big as he won last time in a conservative district. And here's the kicker: CNN has listed the 6 Republican candidates. They will not list Ron Paul. They will not talk about it. They will not discuss him. He's a serious candidate, and it's because they're scared to death of him. So that's an indicator right there that they know he can win.
They won't discuss, the same way they wouldn't talk about me or my movie. My movie didn't get one review on national television, okay? Here I have Academy Award nominations, Emmys, and Tonys. Not one review on national television. The same thing they're going to do to Ron Paul. If anybody who believes in the Constitution and understands constitutional government, they're not going to support. All right, that's why it's up to us. They're going to. We can turn it around. The beauty of this is that we have enough people in America, enough patriots and freedom-loving people, that we can go to New Hampshire.
We can do it. We got a break. Got a break, Aaron. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Shelley, you look Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
I was sitting in traffic, listen to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico. It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso. I'm leaving tonight, I ain't gonna pack. I'm only taking the clothes on my back. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'll drive a rattle-trap car with no liability. I'll demand equal rights, though I'm there illegally. I'll protest in the streets till they finally grant them sing English words to their national anthem. Hey, Vincente, what's right for your people should be right for me. There's no controlling that tide that keeps rolling across the line. This old Texas cowboy feels like my home state's no longer mine. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso.
Welcome back. Aaron Russo's our guest. Derek, Steve, Jeff, Joseph, others. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes for Aaron Russo, the director, the producer of America Freedom to Fascism, available at Infowars.com right now. Aaron, continuing, when I talked to you a few weeks ago, you said it was very suspicious, and you've been involved in politics a while, and I think it is too, what Tom Tancredo, how he announced, when he announced. You want to comment on that?
Well, I don't have any hard facts. I just know that I thought it was odd that Ron Paul announced, and then Tom Tancredo, who was going to run as a Constitution Party member, I was told, announced that he's running as a Republican, and that wouldn't surprise me to take votes away from Ron Paul. Look, here's the point. I don't want to talk about Tom Tancredo. I want to talk about Ron Paul and the fact that the American people, the freedom people of America, can take the bull by the horns right now. We have the ability to put Ron Paul into office. Because we can go into New Hampshire, it's a small state, and we have enough people in the freedom movement to make a difference in New Hampshire. If we win New Hampshire with Ron Paul, and we back him, and we really get our butts out there, it's going to send a shock throughout the whole country. And nobody can ignore it. They can't ignore Ron Paul once he comes in first or second in New Hampshire. And we have enough people in this freedom movement, if they get busy, and they make contributions to his campaign, you know, and they get out to New Hampshire and start volunteering and start handing out DVDs to people of Freedom to Fascism, the DVDs, with Ron Paul in the DVD, and people learn what's happening in America, New Hampshire. We can win New Hampshire because it's a small state, and there's no great groundswell for McCain or Giuliani or Mitt Romney. There's no one out there. You know, there's no great emotional response. Ron Paul can win New Hampshire if we in the freedom movement organize, galvanize, and get behind the man. And the ball's in our court to take it on now. He's put himself on the line, as I was going to if he didn't do it. He's put himself on the line, and it's up to us to show him the respect and support him and to try and take America back and to win this republic. It's time to restore the American republic to what it's supposed to be. I'm sick and tired of what's happening to this country. And it's time to take it back. And we have to do everything we can do in our power to do that. And everybody out there has to take part. Don't sit back. Take part. Get online, make donations to this campaign. Go up to New Hampshire and volunteer. Go to his campaign offices and tell him you want to volunteer. Let's organize. Let's all galvanize behind Ron Paul. Not behind the Libertarian Party. Not behind the Constitution Party. Not behind the Reform Party. But behind the man who can win as a Republican, who's going to get attention if he wins New Hampshire or comes in second. And we have the ability to do that.
By the way, when I talked to you, Aaron, you were going to run as a Republican, and you had a reason for that.
Yeah, I was going to run as a Republican because they can ignore the Constitution Party, they can ignore the Libertarian Party, they can ignore the Reform Party. But the media can't ignore the Republican Party. And whoever wins is a Republican. The Republican Party can be taken over. It's weak. And if Ron Paul wins in New Hampshire, it'll be pressed all over the world.
And by the way, you started the Constitution Party, and let's tell them right now, anybody in the Constitution Party that fields another candidate against Ron Paul, I'm done with that party in the future. And anybody, if the Libertarians don't support Ron Paul, you've made a major enemy. What do you say to that, Aaron?
I agree with that. I think it's time to put apart party politics. Put them aside. It's time to back the man who stands for the principles of freedom and to restore the republic to what it's supposed to be. I don't care about parties.
And I'm going to tell the Democrats out there, Ron Paul's against this war, and you better support him instead of your bloodthirsty, war-hawk Democrat, she-devil Hillary.
Exactly. I mean, Hillary's just bought and paid for by the Rockefeller family.
She's a banshee.
The Republicans are. You know, the whole thing... We've got to take the country back. And we, and the thing that's so beautiful, and the reason I was going to run was because we can take over the, like when I ran for governor in Nevada, okay, I took over the Republican Party in Nevada. I was able to do that. Okay?
And you got what, 30-some percent of the vote?
Yeah, 30, a little less than 30%. But it wasn't even that. I took over the inner workings of the party. I actually took over the control of the Central Committee, the Las Vegas Party. We had control of the party, okay? And the fact is that we can take over the Republican Party. If Ron Paul goes to New Hampshire and comes in first or second, it's going to be a shot heard around the world. And the truth is there's enough people in the freedom movement that can make that happen. We go into New Hampshire and Iowa, and Ron Paul does well in those two places. Just, you know, it's going to be an explosion.
Well, we need to fight to win and believe we can win, and we can win. But even if he doesn't win, if he gets into the Republican debates, that will energize the debate and inject real issues.
And the fact is, if he comes in first or second, and he's going to be in the debates, they can't keep him out at that point. It's too public. They can keep the Libertarian Party out. They keep the Constitution Party out. They can't keep the Republican Party out. That's the point. We have a congressman who's running who believes in everything we believe in. You got to back the guy. Hell with the Constitution Party. I started that party. Give it up. Go with Ron Paul. I ran as a Libertarian. Give it up. Back Ron Paul. That's what it's about. It's about backing the man. We have a situation now, and we can make a difference. And the strategy is so important. You know, strategy is everything, and timing is everything. We have our opportunity, and I just thank God that I'm not the one who has to run. As you know, I was talking to you about you running as VP with me, because I was preparing to run because we had to do something. You know, but Ron Paul's a better choice than I am.
Absolutely.
You know, so let's go for it. But everybody out there, just go for it.
Well, plus you were going, yeah, I've got these new big movie deals, but I guess I won't do them. I'll run for president even with cancer. And now you're glad that, bigger, more powerful.
I didn't know I had the cancer when I was going to run. I didn't know I had the cancer at that point.
Well, I'm talking about a month ago. You were going, I'm still going to run. I'm going to remember those discussions.
Yeah,
and yeah.
Once Ron Paul announced, that was it. That was
that's
the solution to me. You know, it's very, very clear what we have to do, what the freedom movement has to do. It has to galvanize. It can't be at odds with each other. Anybody who says don't vote for Ron Paul and vote for someone else, they're not part of the freedom movement. They're disinformation. You know, we have our opportunity right now. We have our best choice. Get behind it. Don't be set aside by all the nonsense. Go for it.
Absolutely. Let's go to some phone calls. Derek in Texas, you're on the air with Aaron Russo.
Hey, Aaron, God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you, buddy. How you doing?
Fine. Me and my family, and I encourage all of Alex's audience to pray to God for your life.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you very much. Well, I guess the prayers are working. Please don't stop, you know, because it seems to be working for me. I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling strong, and I'm going to beat this thing. I'm going to beat this, and I'm going to win, and all your prayers are so helpful to me. And knowing that everybody's doing that, that people love me for that, I can't tell you what it means to me. And God bless you. Thank you so much.
Three things I would like to bring up. One is David Rivera's book, The New World Order, Final Warning, A History of the New World Order. Are you familiar with that work?
No, I've not read the book. No, sir.
I've heard of it.
It's a tremendously powerful weapon to help our cause. The second is the United Nations bought and paid for this hockey stick graph that everyone's justifying global warming with. In 98, and it's Rockefeller funded, and something that people need to be reminded.
The oil companies are behind peak oil. Greg Palast, the liberals told you that. BBC got the documents. They are the sun's heating up. That's causing climate change. That's the actual scientific readings. And we have now, I actually have it here, Freedom of Information Act request from the North American Summit secret meeting in Canada last year. This is on Judicial Watch's own website. And it says, North American activists plotted stealth strategy, the tales of secret meeting released as part of a FOIA request, and they say they're going to use the phony global warming to push the North American Union.
Right. Third and final weapon that we can use is finite element analysis software to debunk 9/11, both the World Trade Center towers. I've done this myself. I'm an engineer, and I did this work as an undergrad. We can also do the same thing to the Pentagon to prove that what happened did not happen. All it takes is an accurate model, reasonable load conditions, then it can be proven that the pancake theory cannot happen on these buildings, period.
Yeah, the question is, I'm sure it can be proven. I'm sure we all know the truth. How do you get it publicized? That's the point. How to get the world to wake up to that?
You aggressively promote the alternative media that's already exploding, but not fast enough. Thanks for the call, Derek. Steve in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, just want to say I bought 2 copies of America: Freedom to Fascism. One I mailed home to my family in Indiana. And one is circulating around here. I'm in the Marine Corps, and it's circulating around my squadron right now.
Great.
People are getting to view it. I've got people coming up asking me. I mean, I've had the sergeant major come up and ask me about loose change. You know, he wants to check it out. Where's the website? He can view it. I told him I've got a copy of American Freedom to Fascism.
Please give him a terror storm. Please give him a terror storm, too.
I'm calling in on the first after I get paid to buy another couple copies of Aaron Russo's film, and then I'm calling, and I'm going to get the terror storm DVD. Also, I just want to let you guys know kind of what we're up against here in the military. A lot of people are informed, but there's, you know, right against this, right here, I've got a class that I'm required to take called Terrorism Awareness, and it says right here in the book, never assume that your surveillance are men, talking about terrorism, terrorists watching at all times. Terrorism is not a phenomenon of only the male gender. Not only are terrorists recognizable by any features that they would display, they could very easily be women or children. As you know, terrorists can be women and children.
Oh, yeah. They're telling towns that have got like 100 people in it, don't trust your neighbors, they could be terrorists. It's just all part of pushing a police state. We know who's really behind the terrorism.
Exactly. And it goes through special interest groups, abortion, anyone who opposes abortion, animal rights.
Property rights, does it list them?
I'm very curious about something.
Environmentalists, it goes through and says anyone who anyone belongs to those groups. As a result, such groups are labeled as terrorist groups.
Okay, right. I want you to make me a Xerox copy of that. I want you to send it to me. And the reason is, if you see Terror Storm, we show manuals from North Carolina, Texas, Arizona, and several other places where they say land rights activists, terrorist. Where they say gun owners, terrorist. And you've just got a variant of that, but this is what they're teaching the Marines. And Aaron, you want to comment on this?
Yeah, I'm very curious about something. When you show the film to other Marines or the Major, what are their response to the film, to Freedom to Fascism?
They're always positive. They're always, you know, well, what's the next step? I've got, especially at the lower levels, I have 5 or 10 guys come over to my room and watch it on my laptop computer. Right. And, you know.
And they want to know, what do we do next? In other words, they understand the truth.
They spread the word to the next group and then have them force multiply that out to the next group.
Right. Exactly. Therefore, basically voting out the people who are in control now. And that's where I offer up Ron Paul. I mean.
Right, exactly. It's a ripple effect. You got to get those people who see the film to show it to others, to keep spreading it around.
Look, a legitimate government wouldn't be teaching the Marine Corps that the American people and children are terrorists. Okay, I have FEMA on tape teaching Kansas City police and firemen and sheriff's deputies that, quote, all Christians are terrorists. I mean, this stuff's so crazy, folks. I know you don't believe me hearing it. I'm telling you, we got it on video, not just the manuals. This is off the charts. Only terrorists would teach you that.
It's an activism tool, which is useful. Calling into other radio programs and asking them every time they mention Hillary Clinton, mention Ron Paul, just tape it up, I guess, on their teleprompter or their script, whatever they're reading off of.
Well, Steve, do me a favor. Will you make me a copy? What's the name of the manual?
It's Terrorism Awareness from the Marine Corps Institute.
Yeah, and really all that is an ADL. It's that's why I can tell you what it says. Okay, Terrorism Awareness Marine Corps Institute. We can probably find a manual online, but
if you type in MCI into Google, just MCI, you can click on the Marine Corps Institute website where you can order the manuals if you're a Marine. You put in your information and you can get them mailed to you and take the classes, or you can take them online.
It's restricted. Then I need you to make me a copy of that, or if you just want to send me the manual with a note, we'll send you a couple free terror storms for the price of the manual. Will you get that to me immediately, please?
Yes, I will.
All right. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Steve. Thank you very much.
Steve, anything else you want to add?
No, I just want to thank you both for the work you're doing. You've got a lot of support here.
Well, I know. I mean, I got troops all over.
All the Marines. Just spread this through the Marine Corps as best you can.
Oh, listen, Aaron, we ship videos every day into camps in Iraq to Marines and Army soldiers. Steve, promise me that you'll send it to me.
It'll be in the mail tomorrow, Al.
Okay, do you have my mailing address?
No, is it not on your website?
It is. It's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And put a note in there saying, Alex says give this to him now. And we'll put it up on the site and scans of it and write an article, okay?
All right, no problem, Alex.
Thank you, because we've got it from all the law enforcement. We don't have it from the Marine Corps. Pretty scary, Aaron.
It's unbelievable. It's like everybody's living in the Matrix. They've created a Matrix the world is living in now, and we've got to break that Matrix. People have to know the truth. They have to see the reality of what's happening.
Well, I got to tell you, almost every soldier I run into on the street's already a fan of the truth, and they know what's going on. And then you see the high-level officers, they just look sad.
It's scary. It's scary. I feel sorry for these poor boys going over to Iraq and dying for nothing.
Yeah, and then being trained that we're all terrorists. Well, the criminals run the government. They're not going to get away with it, thanks to America, freedom to fascism, terror storm, and films of that nature. We'll be right back. Final segment.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Welcome back. Final segment with Aaron Russo. Pray for him. Get his DVD at InfoWars.com, the new film, America, Freedom to Fascism. Get them out to everybody. Toll-free number, 888-253-3139. Coming up tomorrow night, 7:30 to 10:30, if we want to go that long, I'm going to give an hour-long speech. And, of course, Jack Blood will give a 30-minute, former city council member and anti-New World Order crusader, George Humphreys, will give a 30-minute speech. And then we will have roughly about 45 minutes at the end to take a bunch of questions. So it's going to be a great event at the UT Union Ballroom. There's free parking all around there, or and there's parking garage parking, or there's paid parking, whatever you want. I hope to see everybody down there tomorrow night. Details and a map at InfoWars.com. Come all. Come, everybody. This is going to be a great event tomorrow night. Going back to Aaron Russo. Aaron, let's jam in too quick. Jeff in Illinois, make it quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, real quick, I just want to say that you guys are two great patriots. And my question for both of you is, not only would they obviously put all kinds of roadblocks in front of it, but what kind of effect would a 9/11 movie, let's say written and produced by Alex Jones and you and Oliver Stone, what kind of effect do you think that would have?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
He's saying, should we make a movie with Oliver Stone? I think Oliver Stone's gone over to the other side, my friend.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we can make a movie about 9/11. The question is, how do you fund it? I'm actually working on a movie now that I think was even better than 9/11, that's incisive, about a solution how to fix things in America. I'm not going to get into it today, but the question I deal with, how do you fund these movies and get them distributed?
Yeah.
They're so expensive.
Yeah, I mean, to make a good 9/11 film, you'd have to have at least 25 mil. Let's go ahead and talk to Joseph in New Mexico. Go ahead, Joseph.
What an honor and a privilege it is to speak to two men of true integrity and valor. Mr. Russo, you know what? I got the greatest prayer warrior praying for you right now. That's my mother.
Thank you.
I wish you the best, and you know what? When I grow up, I want to be just like you and Alex.
You're very sweet. Thank you so much. That's very kind of you to say that. You don't know how much those comments mean to me. They really do. They mean an awful lot.
God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir, and continued success. And Mr. Russo, I love you, man. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Boo. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joseph. Now that you're feeling a little bit better and the prayers and hopefully the medication's working, I want to get you up every couple of weeks, Aaron, as April 15th approaches and as we challenge people to get American freedom to fascism and show it to everybody in their area like that young Marine is doing and having an effect in the battle for this republic. I commend you. I salute you, and thanks for your support for Ron Paul. I'm right there with you, the exact same view, and God bless, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. April 15th is coming. The movie is even more important this coming season. Go out, order the movie from InfoWars. Go on Google. Listen, everybody out there, please. You know, we're number 4 today on Google. Let's go to number 1. If everybody out there will go to Google and watch and put the movie on Google Video, maybe we'll go to number 1 tomorrow. Okay, order the movie from InfoWars. God bless everybody. Thank you for your prayers. I love you all. Let's restore the republic and support Ron Paul to the very fullest we can.
All right. I agree. God bless. Take care, Aaron.
Thank you, buddy.
Talk to you soon. Another powerful transmission. I want to thank everybody at Genesis running the show, the sponsors, the listeners, God above, my family, my team, Kevin Smith, everybody here at the office. The Project for New American Citizen is putting on the big event, Alex Jones Live at the UT Ballroom with George Humphreys and Jack Blood. I've invited them along. I don't want to steal all the spotlight. And it's going to be a great event. I hope to see you there tomorrow. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow as well. Take care. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Nuclear.